youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship. Here is a series of podcasts which testify
the experience of the European project
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs by those who have implemented it.
This project is co-financed by the European Regional Development Funds
through the Interreg Atlantic Area Programme.
Network.
Opportunity.
European.
14 partners.
5 countries.
Oh, yes. Here we are. Welcome to a new episode talking about Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs project. This podcast series has been recorded during the COVID-19 situation. Today we are in Nantes, a city located on the French Atlantic coast. We are going to meet Florent, the AYCH coordinator at L'École de Nantes Atlantique. Hello, Florent. Thank you for having us.
I'm Florent Orsoni, head of the City Design Lab of L'École de Design Nantes Atlantique. I work with master degree students in the field of teaching and research about design, which is the main topic that we explore during master degree program.
Why did your school take part in AYCH project?
It's a very good question, indeed, because in fact, it was a story of confidence and strong partnership with the Plymouth College of Art. We made some meetings, interviews to see how we can, and it was a story of confidence. We wanted to do something with Plymouth College of Art, in fact. We wanted to increase our international network, and it was a very good opportunity. At the beginning, in fact, we also chose to follow the project. We were in partnership with Saint-Nazaire. Saint-Nazaire didn't take part of the project, in fact. And we chose to be in the project, indeed, and to raise this vision of design. Not doing all the activities, but raising the vision of design. That is the real story of the beginning.
What is your design school's vision?
We have two things. Design as innovation process. It's an innovation process for young people who want to develop their project. And then we have methodologies. But I always found that design was also more a strategic discipline. A way to communicate, to have a common vision. And it's also a way to structure the complex project, to have a common vision. At the beginning, I can say I was totally lost in the project. There was a lot of activity, and I'm sorry to say that, but it has no sense for nobody. I can say that to my point of view. And then, okay, I was with some partners, and we start from the user's point of view. What is the way to use it? And we call this first project H-Quest. And design is also a way to consider the point of view of the users. When I do design for municipalities, I understand that design is not designing artifacts. Design is having a culture of confidence, a culture of raising awareness on the different topics, like the different transitions, etc. So that is what design is. And of course, the H project is a way to make the demonstration of what design could be and how design can work for various type of organization to make him work together.
So, how can design contribute an European project?
Of course, with Plymouth College of Art, design was part of the process in the way that the application was written. But in fact, at the beginning, I understood that it was necessary to take the user's point of view. So, it was the first step to make design. And then at the third meeting, yes, it was the first time where we make Design Thinking Workshop. I was inviting all the people in Nantes and I said, okay, I will bring 10 young people in the meeting and we will do some design thinking workshop about what could be the project and how to understand the project. Because I think at the beginning, one of the difficulty of the project was the difficulty for each partner with their different culture to understand it. And then we have to go back to the project and to take a user's perspective. And that's why it was so long, because with 14 partners, you should take a lot of time to explain the different stakes of the project. The post-it is altogether a way to communicate why and a way to put ideas on the table. Because in fact, in a European partnership, you must be very flexible. You have to communicate because Europe is a celebration of diversity. So it's a way to facilitate the communication. And with our English European language, there is a lot of misunderstanding. So you need to be flexible. And I think the post-it is the symbol of this kind of flexibility, this kind of new way to communicate. Of course, having done post-it, you need to have documents, you need to have application forms, which are very serious, but you need to be aware and to take the moments when you are all together, to take this moment to communicate, to share, to exchange, and maybe to flexibilize a little bit some process.
So, in your opinion, post-it allows the process to be more flexible, right?
Every young people is different. Especially, you have the young people of space, for example, which are 18 years old or 15 years old. And you have the young people from l'école de design, which are in master degree. So, it's not the same program. It's not the same process. So, you should be flexible and maybe adding post-its on the different activities. So that's why it's very important to consider that. So it's a way to be flexible and to communicate and to share ideas.
Nous sommes une équipe de l'école de design et nous sommes là pour tester avec vous un jeu online imaginant la ville post-pandémie liée au COVID-19.
Why is the AYCH project interesting for design students?
First of all, of course, it could help us to emphasize the impact of strategic design with our students. And in fact, you know, I bring some young people in every workshop that we have. Why? Because it's a way to understand, to experiment, and to play with strategic design, because they could experiment this in different positions. And it could help us to have also, I can say, some discussion about design to make them understand and make them aware about that. So it's an incredible way to make some people aware of that, experimenting that and having strategic job positions. Also, it opens new opportunities, and especially with the exchange that we have with other partners, it allows us to develop other activities like incubation process. And now I can see that with the H culture that we implement during the studies, we can see that they are very good now in competitions, in hackathons, because they are aware of that. They are better on that because they have complementary sequence learning, which allow them to learn more about how to pitch an idea, how to share, how to make some business approach, etc. So I can see a very strong impact.
Grâce à l'expérience du confinement, l'humanité a prouvé qu'elle a su faire preuve de résilience environnementale, économique et sociale. La planète a encore une chance. Avec votre expérience du confinement, nous comptons sur vous pour inventer le futur. Et d'ailleurs, en parlant de futur.
And what sort of difficulties did you cross with H project and design?
When I saw a prototype done by Vida Láctea during the H Ocean project, it was totally different from what I expect. And it was also valuable because, in fact, design is not a product. It is a process. It is a philosophy. And with space, we learn a lot also how to work with young people. Okay, this is not the perfect project, but this is a very invaluable idea. That's why we create also this kind of bright future activities. You just need to give them the way to express themselves, to give them the methodology to adapt. And that's why the outputs of indication and deliverable tracker, this is nonsense. The very good way to measure the impact of age is the change that you can make, the methodologies, the way of people change. And it can take more time to have a job, but you can make them work on the process, on the philosophy, on the culture, confidence, flexibility, and meetings and sharing things.
Tout est possible. C'est à vous que revient la responsabilité d'imaginer le futur. Nous vous demanderons pour l'instant qu'une seule chose, ne pas vous retenir. Soyez créatifs.
Can you tell us more about the Bright Mirror tool you created and its development in the framework on the AYTH activities?
It was an idea of my friend Clément Gau, who worked with us at the beginning of the project. He is a very good interaction designer. And in fact, he told me that it was good to make some new interaction with young people which are not digital or which can be digital. I don't know what kind of the path or what kind of the application form is, but let's go and let's see. And we made this, and I was not sure at all because it was not recommended on the path, or I cannot see it on the application form. And then I go to Vigo to present the first prototype that we had with that. And we met some people and say to me, this is the essence of a European project. And I said, wow. Let's go. Let's develop this kind of tools. And these tools, I can say, are ideas from young people. I was in Bright Futures, a story of a meeting with Olivier Balèze, in fact. And Olivier had this idea of writing stories on the futures. And I said, okay, why not adding some design things? And then the designers added some design things. And then we go back with Olivier Balèze. Olivier did also drawings and created a universe. So, and then Danae Vélez go from Nantes to Lugo, and she did that add-on on Bright Mirror. And here we are, and the students develop again. And now Philippine finished this version of the project, and we are still running with that. So it's incredible, the different versions. And in fact, it's 2 years development. The Bright Futures that you have on your hand on the Miro platform is 2 years of development. And you see, it's a great memory for some young people because it's good for icebreaker, for doing some exchange and having a vision. And we create also other things like Age Quest, which is how to follow a specific path for every people. It was a co-creation with our friends from Ireland, Ashton Community Center. And the last one is Stranger Jobs. And we created the first version with Brest, and it was a Brest idea at the beginning. We do design thinking solutions, and it's always a way to meet people and to implement. Five of my students who are animators of the Bright Mirror session, they say to me, you were so confident and you let us do, and oh, you were so confident. The first time they say to me, it's the first time that the school let us drive a thing from the beginning to the end, and it's so valuable and nice.
How is the world COVID situation impacting young people workshop delivery?
The most important and the most impressive that I have seen is during the ambassadors meeting online. We didn't know if it would work or not. It was on the Miro, and then I have seen 25 euros on the Miro, doing things and making things and drawing futures. And when I have seen that, incredible, because in fact, they work simultaneously, multiply the action. And I say to them, it's open source, so use it for you, learn for you. And what is funny is that some of the ambassadors asked me to give them this Bright Mirror to play also with some friends and to share it. So the scalability of the project and very powerful. Why? In fact, this project is a celebration of Europe. You know, there is Brexit, there is a lot of different things and different fears. But at the end, you should be confident, because if you give them the tools to do that, wow, we can accomplish things. Facing the challenge that we have, you have to develop creativity. You have to be acting by yourself and not waiting from your neighbor to do something. So that's why it's so important to be creative and to empower, in fact. And that's why this project is a sustainable project. And this is the only key to have sustainability and to face the challenge. Facing the challenge that we have with COVID-19 situation, because we were in cooperation, we were doing things all together. It's also a question of collective intelligence, more than creativity, doing things simultaneously, but with other people, hearing some people, taking care of people. This is the key in a more complex world to succeed. The only alternative to succeed in the challenge that we will face and that we already face is cooperation and creativity and empower young people.
And what is your best memory about AYCH project?
In fact, I have a lot of best memory. Of course, the first creative jam, like colleagues said, in Lugo, because it was the first time that we saw that it was possible to do things together. But for me, it's the Tate Modern event. We went in London, outside the Atlantic area, with Plymouth College of Arts. It was great because we were in London during the Brexit, and we made a transnational project on borders. And it was a challenge because we had only 2 hours and we did it. So well. And in fact, it was the big story meeting the small story of Susie going from Paris to London to facilitate this workshop and being in the Tate Modern during the Brexit and having the power to do that with the age outside the Atlantic area, doing that in a famous place and very, very good opportunities with this kind of project.
If you had to give a piece of advice on how to run a project such as AUACH, what would it be?
To be flexible, to hear what people have to say, because the richness of the project but is also the weakness, is that we have different horizons. And when someone say incubation, it's not the same thing from SAIS to l'école de design or to Santo Tirso. So please hear, be flexible. Also, I would say do that for research. Don't do that for money, of course. Do that for developing new opportunities and do that for developing new perspectives and be open. And please don't do that only to follow a path, but do that to open and to develop new opportunities, new cooperation, new way of thinking. That is one of the richness of the partnership. And Don't do that just because you need money.
Thank you very much, Florent. And thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find more information about the AYCH project on our platforms. See you next time for a new episode. Vale.
Youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship,
network,
opportunity,
European,
14 partners,
5 countries,
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs.
Le but, c'est d'ouvrir les